Coach, what from the last week makes you confident you're ready for the challenge ahead of the coming week?
Well, we've done some good things in our game. We've played stretches of some real fine hockey, so we take whatever confidence the National Hockey League will allow you to have going into these games. Clearly, I have an awareness of the quality of opponent that we have coming up, but you build your confidence where you can. I mean, confidence, it's that great John Wooden line, confidence is earned, you know, and that for a coach, that line always meant a lot to me because people come up and how do you get a goal scorer scoring? Well, you can tell them a lot of things, but until the puck crosses the line, the confidence doesn't come. So we had this as much success as we could have had this week. We won three games. So we'll take whatever that's worth. And I'm more concerned that they have confidence in each other in what we're trying to accomplish, that it's becoming more clearly defined. I feel in practice that I'm seeing the things we ask them to do come a little bit easier, a little less thought to it, and a little more they get to those positions pretty quick. And now we have that challenge. It's going to be a great measuring stick for where we're at.
Anything new you can say about Evander Kane's availability this week?
Evander's a player. So he had, leading into today, he had three hard skates, and that's what we were waiting for him to feel good, that he could handle the puck a little bit with a confidence level. But more for me, it's that conditioning of being able to skate. So today he was a normal player. We didn't do anything extra with him after because he had gotten through three, so he's in the lineup tomorrow.
And do you want to put him where kind of he was before you got here too, the way you...
I have him with Scheifele and Wheeler there. I like the possibilities of that line. I'd like to think I'm going to have some patience with it because I'd like to see it work. At the same time, I do have another lineup. I've got another place for him as well that I wouldn't mind seeing him. He's a real strong player, and he can be a real benefit to whoever he plays.
You mentioned strength of opponent. Is it as night and day as the standings suggest?
So I've never felt that on a one game. Over the course of the season, the standings never lie. You know, I let me rephrase that. Prior to the shootout, the standings never lied. I never look at that. When I sort teams, and we all use NHL.com, I go over to that ROW column, sort the teams that way. Who wins? Who's been winning the hockey portion of the game and not get confused with the shootout portion? But over the course of the season, yes. In any one game, no. The best is not that far from the bottom, and that's why it's a competition.
You've had three games to watch, and you see Dustin Buffalo only has a forward. Let's just speak to what you like about him as a forward so far.
Okay, there's a component to every player that the coaches have nothing to do with. The skill set that they have, some of the things that they do intuitively on the ice, and I've seen a lot of that. Really high skill set. He understands the game very well, like positionally and where he's supposed to be, and a willingness to adhere to what we're trying to do. And that's not just of Dustin, but of all those players. He's picked up where we've asked him to be, and he's gotten to those points, and he's worked at a high level. That, and what I like most about any player, or less about any player, is how much fun I think they have playing the game. Because I think at the end of the day, if it's not and everybody enjoys things differently, but he really looks like he's enjoying playing the game. And that's infectious. And when you get a guy with those gifts that looks like he wants to, he's engaged in the game, he's engaged on the bench with a high skill set, I'm excited to have him. And he makes him just running the bench with a guy like that on your bench is great. You can throw him back on the power plays. You can throw him back on 4-on-4. You know, we had 2D go into the penalty box the other night late in the game. You know, sometimes dropping a guy off your fourth line to give you a shift, you're holding your breath. You've got a guy who knows how to play the position, great experience, and if the puck is on his stick, that's the most relaxed we are. You know, that's where we want it. It makes running the bench really well.
The other end of that is that he was the top minute getter on the blue line for this team
right
prior to moving back. What do you lose from the back end by having him up front, or maybe you don't?
Yeah, I don't know that you lose that skill set and some of that creativity in the big minutes. But even in the last game, you know, there are going to be nights where Truba's minutes got to 23, which is, I would think, fairly close to a high for him. I didn't go back and look at the games prior. Our back end, I'd like to think, is sorted in terms of what we're asking them to do in terms of roles. And when Dustin would be on the ice as a defenseman, and that may well happen, He's a certain class of defenseman. You're going to put him in certain role situations. That may be, I don't want to start talking about the past, but what we've asked him to do, all our players to do, is you're in this role, we need you to do these things consistently. And that may mean giving a little offense up to do it. Or I'm getting you out against the other team's 5-6. You need to produce. You need to do that. So losing him there, we do. We lose some minutes. So we're asking other defensemen to play a little bit more. But we're working very hard at allowing those defensemen to play in a role that I think they can be successful at.
You mentioned Truba, and you know, I wouldn't expect you to admit that there had ever been a sheltering of him against, you know, certain combinations. But when you take those buffer minutes out of it, it will make it difficult to take right. Truba, to shelter Truba in any way.
I haven't felt the need. I really haven't felt the need. We do have a little bit of a different lineup concept when we go into games, so we're not running them against the other team's best all night long. But when you get a guy that can skate and handle the puck, who's willing to go back and get it, then he should be able to play against the other team's best. Because again, I mean, we've talked, the more times that puck can be on our stick instead of theirs, I want Truba having it on his stick as the first touch back there, then he can make plays against good players. And he also needs to be in those minutes. He needs to be. This guy, he's going to be an incredibly strong defenseman for the Winnipeg Jets for an awfully long time. How far, where his career goes above and beyond that, we'll see. Physical development, all those other things. I don't know that, you know, with the exception of a handful of guys, you can pick him as an all-star. He is going to be a big part of it, and eventually he will play minutes consistently against their number one set. I don't think he needs to do that right now, but he's going to get some. And that's good, too. So there's going to be some mistakes. We live with those. Hey, I don't see any of these kids, younger players, and we've got a bunch of them, making any more mistakes than anybody else. I mean, if you go out with a preconceived notion, you have to have a game plan as a coach. But you can't go with a preconceived notion that because this player is this age, he can't do these things. You have to take what you see, and then maybe between games, you have to build a little more room in for the younger player, say he's still learning. But a young player that's still learning, you know, gets better. A middle-aged guy that's not learning, he is what he is.
Is that, I was going to ask you about that with Eric O'Dell. He took that hook in minor, then you got scored on Saturday, but you went right back with him. Is that sort of the same thought process?
Yeah, I think that that can come out of his game. That's just a position of how he positions his body on the ice. And what I've really liked about him is his quickness. He's not the biggest guy out there, but we don't need necessarily more big guys, but we are looking for more quickness in our game, and he has that. He's got an offensive ability. And I think he's got 3 points since I've been here, and that shows you how much I check the stats, but I think he's 2-1 since he's been here. He was on the ice for what we would have hoped was our game-winning goal. The 2-1 goal helped generate that, and he's engaged. More than anything else, he is on the bench. He's wired. He's ready to go. He knows what's going. I feel if I sit him for 7 or 8 minutes, I can still go to him and have a general idea of what I'm going to get. So he's got some jump in his game. I don't care where he played last year. I know where he's playing this week, and he's been a good player for us.
So it wasn't a problem to sort of, you know, as you talk about confidence with young players, to maybe sit him to teach him a lesson like that. That often happens with some coaches.
There is a time for that. There is a time for that, and you know, the accountability. I think more likely I'd sit a young player if I thought, you know, there's a mistake and he's starting to get overwhelmed on the ice. So that you're almost kind of, you're saving him from himself. You know, you can't just keep throwing him out there to lose that confidence and get pounded. But a mistake that's made and you like the other parts of his game, he's going back out. I mean, unless you've got something a whole lot better on the bench and you're in that one game moment, the game's got to be won. If he's doing what you ask him to do with the right energy level and you're not worried about his confidence, you know, the first thing I would do is change his role, maybe get him out against different players, cut back some minutes before I would ever put him in the stands.
Thanks. You just wonder about the father trip? Your experience with the father trip and the dynamic that may create?
I think it's fantastic, and I don't have anybody here on the trip just because it was such a quick turnaround for all this, be a good rest for me more than anything else. But what's really great, so you guys get a glimpse of it, right? The National Hockey League life. They've fathers and brothers. You know, when you got young kids, all parents will understand. It's been every day all their lives, and now it's the National Hockey League. It's great to see where they come to work. It's great them to understand that, because now they get to relate everything. You know, when they're talking to their son next month and they've got a flight to wherever, they get it. They know, and that's what, you know, I want to know about that about my kids. You know, like what door they walk in when they go to school, what their classes look like. I don't get to see any of that. So it's a great little window into it and into their world, and also a really nice thank you for we're the benefactors of all the fine work that they did as parents and the support staff and all the people here. What's really good about this trip is actually watching them interact in the hallways. I mean, they're all so excited, right? You don't get to take a bunch of dads and turn them into five-year-old kids, but that's what we got in the hallway. They're in the nat, they're going on the plane, they get to stay in the hotel and eat a great meal. I'll eat a bunch of great meals, but they're kids again, right? And you don't get to see your dad do that. So that's the fun part. Watch them milling around together as a dad's group. And yeah, they're proud. And this is my son. And my favorite story about the father trip, and I wish I could remember which dad, because it was a phenomenal line, but it was with the Leafs, and we had all the players for a picture sit on the bench, and all the dads get in behind them, and one of the other dads, you were supposed to stand behind your son, and one of the other dads said, I'm going to stand behind Matt Sundin. And that was just, it was great, you know, they had a good laugh about that, but it's great. There's a lot of pride, and there should be, and it's a good fun trip, and now it's on us to pay the dads back and win some hockey games, because what they don't see is how quiet that butt is after a loss, and that's tough for those guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.